There is a SWOG study, it's called SWOG 1800, that looks at people who had checkpoint inhibitors, and you can add ramucirumab if they've not had it to the pembrolizumab. It just came to our clinic yesterday, to be quite honest. And so he would be a person, because I did not give him ramucirumab, that I could give him ramucirumab and pembrolizumab if he progresses, because he would qualify for that trial if they'll let him in for his performance status.
Well, it's really interesting. Ben, any comments about the issue of anti-angiogenics plus checkpoint inhibitors? Obviously, we're seeing trials now with atezolizumab and bevacizumab, but this has been a story that's kind of weaving its way through oncology. Renal cell cancer, you now have exciting data with axitinib plus pembro. Again, any comments about the biology of how an anti-angiogenic might help a checkpoint inhibitor?
Yeah, I think that VEGF may play a role in immunosuppression. And by giving an anti-angiogenesis drug with a checkpoint inhibitor, you may have synergy. I think we're learning some data in the front line. There's ongoing work looking at a checkpoint inhibitor just with an anti-angiogenesis drug like ramucirumab in combination with pembro. And then, you know, probably the most important data we have in combination with an anti-angiogenesis drug with a checkpoint inhibitor is the EMPOWER 150 data, looking at carboplatin, paclitaxel, bevacizumab, atezolizumab, and showing that there may be potential synergy with anti-angiogenesis therapies with checkpoint inhibitors in specific genotypes. So I think, as you said quite nicely, the story is still being woven here, and we're still trying to learn about who those patients are, who the right patient is to give this to, and what the real synergy is.
It seems like an awful lot of things are being combined with checkpoint inhibitors in addition to other checkpoint inhibitors. And immune therapy, you hear about PARP inhibitors and all kinds of novel agents. Any in particular that has you excited, Ben?
I think that the ones that we talked about earlier, potentially augmenting these immunotherapy drugs with other immunotherapy modulators, whether it be a TIM-3 or LAG-3 agent, I think that's where really we think that the combinations that are rooted in scientific rationale may be. But I think we're just all over the place. I think we don't really know. It's hard for me to put my finger on one combination approach with immunotherapy, specifically in patients who've received KEYNOTE-189 regimen, that will be the winner.